Hello, this is Tom Metzger from Resist.com and White Aryan Resistance. We have a lot of positions on this site, and you should look them over. We start with the environment. The environment. Yes, we are environmentalists, and at the top of that environment is the white race, and we want to keep it healthy and pure. And with that, that means we want clean air, clean water, and we do not want a toxic-filled society. So we are environmentalists, too. The runaway capitalist types have to be roped in. They can't do here like they are doing in the Maquiladora areas of Mexico and moving these dirty plants and things and use and be fouling the air and so forth. We do not like that. And we do not like it here, and we don't like it anywhere, to be perfectly honest. So environmentalism, in a conservative, realistic way, we are supporting. And armed conflict, we do not believe in imperialistic wars or supporting the transnational corporations that use the U.S. military as bully boys around the world. War has been foursquare against this type of activity and the military-industrial complex, which puts this country in debt by the trillions of dollars. And abortion, we feel that people who are women who are in a position that they cannot support children, babies, should do their best to have them adopted out. However, there are times when this cannot be done, and so we do support abortion more for the non-white races. We do not believe a law should be made where a woman cannot get an abortion. We believe that the black race and the other races that are in this country and in the third world should be actually paid to have abortions. And so we don't take as hard a position on this as the right wing, because we are not coming from a position of religion. And the right-left conflict, in Germany there's a law that outlaws the right and the left working together to come to power. There is a secret. They always keep you divided. Bringing left or right under the racial cause for the white race in North America is the thing to do. We are not going to run around in the streets rolling in the gutter with a few leftists, because they have no power either. And the right, they're just playing games also. So forget this left-right nonsense. Allies and enemies, those who do not resist our activities are friends. Those who give us trouble or resist us are our enemies. And so allies sometimes come in very interesting shapes and forms. And so this is, you could always say that some situations a non-white could be as much our ally or more than many renegade treasonous whites, even though we do believe in complete racial separation. And religion, that is up to the individual war associate. I myself am not a follower of any major religion. I see the sun in the sky as the all-father and the earth as the all-mother. That's all I need. Internationally, we believe in working with other countries and even other races, as long as they respect our position and do not try to overrun us and invade us here in North America. If they do, then they will receive whatever treatment we decide to give them. Rights, we do not believe that there is such a thing as an actual right. That comes from the old God-given right, and then it was the right of kings and so on. And all this is strictly imaginary. Your only right is really privileges that you get from the government. So the only natural right you might have is the ability to think and the ability with the muscle in your arm to enforce your ideas. All other rights are imaginary. Economics. We believe in whatever economic program or whatever combination of economic programs that will benefit the white race. We are not stuck on capitalism, socialism, communism, or any other economic idea. In fact, we believe that many times in eclectic economics, to where you take a program from here, you take a program from there, you put them together for a healthy program. Communism and capitalism, as far as we're concerned, are the same arms, different arms actually on the same body. Okay, the super state, we tend to be opposed to the super state the imperialist, the big brother system and all that goes with it. Women, of course, and men are wired differently, that's for sure, but women rise to positions of power and positions of leadership just the same as the men. So whatever their abilities are is what they should be allowed to go for. And so war has no problem with the male-female so-called differences. Homosexuals, whereas we are not looking around the world and around the country and around for homosexuals under every bed, we do not advocate a homosexual lifestyle because, not for religious reasons, at least I don't, but because of the lack of birth rate for the white race. But on the other hand, homosexuals are on their own, they do their own thing, and that's an issue that, as far as I'm concerned, is quite a ways down the list from our main issue, and that is the survival of the race. And the preferred form of government is a government where you have natural selection and the smartest and the strongest and the cleverest of the white race rises to the top. And that doesn't mean the way it's operated and done today strictly by the buck. It means great, audacious, and gallant men and women who are able to show the people that they are the true leaders of their race. And so that's just a little insight into some of our positions, and I think you need to read them even further. And if you have questions, email us at warmetzger@aol.com.